Erev Tov, everyone. Good evening, good evening. Here we're holding by the night of Tanis Esther. We know Tanis Esther is Meshunadik. It's different than all the other fast days because whereas all other fast days, the Rabbanan fast days are about Puranus, are about punishment and mourning, we know that the message of Tanis Esther is V'nahafachu. The message of Tanis Esther is to recognize the koach that we have in our tefillah and in our tshuva. And that's really, it's a Tanis Shel Simcha, according to many Mefarshim. It's a fast of joy, and that's what we have to try. And remember, when we go into Tanis Esther tomorrow morning, halachically, that's why it is the most kal, it is the most lenient of all the fasts. A person that's not feeling well, there's a much lower threshold to break Tanis Esther than other fasts when you look in the poskim. And we just hope that everyone should feel well, but everyone should learn the message. The Kav HaYosher brings down that a person should say Kapitel Chaf Beis, the Kapitel of Tehillim of Esther Hamalka that we learned together. Last year, 2 years ago, we spent time learning about Esther Hamalka's Kapitel of Tehillim that David HaMelech saw Beruach Kodesho. And there's an Indian of saying it tomorrow to invoke the Zechus to latch on to the Emun and Bitachon of Esther Hamalka. And tonight, what I want to try and do is take a little bit of a different view, not of Tanis Esther, but of Purim. We know that Purim in general, people talk about the nes of Purim being the yesod of Emunah, that Purim is connected to Pesach, Lismoch, Geula, LeGeula. The Gemara tells us next year when we'll have two Adars, that Purim is celebrated in the second Adar, not necessarily because the second Adar is the real Adar, but rather Lismoch, Geula, LeGeula, to put the two redemptions close to each other. Pesach was Iskalia, in incredible miracles in a revealed way, and showed everyone who the Eibishter was. But Purim was the Yomtif when we had to find the Eibishter, and that's what we spoke about Motzei Shabbos in a shir that we gave, that we posted to the link, about the clarity dafka of concealment. And that's why the Megillah tells us all these details about Haman and Achashverosh. Why do we need the stories of all these Rishayim, all these details? So of course, many tzaddikim point out, because it's from these details that we learn the amazing Yeshua Hashem. We see how everything came from the Eibishter. Rav Melech Biderman famously said that we have all these details to teach us pum fakert, that everything in the Megillah, Hashem turned around things that we thought were bad, things that we thought were innocuous, things that we thought had no real message to them. Comes out that when you really read the whole Megillah, Metchila Vatso, from beginning 10, that's why you have to read the whole Megillah, right? You can't read it Lamafreya, because you can't read it out of order, because you have to see it clearly. Only by reading it straight through, you learn the incredible lesson of Hashkacha Pratis. And that is Purim as a day of deepening our emunah. However, Yerucham Levavitz, Zecher Tzadok Kadosh Levracha, the great, great Rosh Hashiva of the Nir in Europe, a Rebbe of Revolbi, a Rebbe of so many, so many big Bali Musar and Tzadikim, he has a little bit of a different approach as to why the Megillah is so detailed in terms of everything about Achashverosh and Haman. Like, why do we need to know all the details about these Rishon? And it's based upon a Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, in two different places at the end of the Megillah, has a very interesting perspective on the Megillah. In Perek Tes, the ninth Perek, in Pasuk Lamed, Vayishlach Sfarim El Kol HaYehudim El Sheva Ve'esrim Me'ah Medina Malchus Achashverosh Jivrei Shalom Ve'emes, that they sent these texts to all the Jews. This is after the miracle. To establish it as a holiday, they sent this text to all the Jews in the 127 countries that Achashverosh reigned over. Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. What is Divrei Shalom Ve'emes? Words of peace and truth. Zok de Vilna Gaon, quoting from the Bir Hagra, he says, Divrei Shalom, Hu HaMegillah Shashalcho. The Divrei Shalom, the words of peace, that was the Megillah. They sent the Megillah that we have. What is Emes? Words of truth. Hi HaTorah. They sent them the mitzvahs to be mechazik them in their Shmiras HaMitzvahs. And so we see, it's interesting, the Megillah, according to the Vilna Gaon, is referred to as Divrei Shalom, as words of peace. And the Vilna Gaon takes it to the next level in the last pasuk of the Megillah. The very last pasuk in the Megillah, Perek Yud, pasuk Gimel, Ki Mardechai haYehudi Mishna laMelech Achashverosh veGadol haYehudim veRotzu leRovechav Doresh Tov laAmo veDover Shalom lChol Zaro. Yes, he seeks out the good for his people. That's great. We know that's the whole story. What Mordechai was doing, worrying about the Jewish people, and he sought out just their good. But then veDover Shalom lChol Zaro. What does Dover Shalom lChol Zaro mean? Zok deVil Nagon Dover Shalom Hu beMidos Tovos. This is with Midos Tovos. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. Vishalom hu klal hakol l'chol amidos. And peace, we know, is the most all-encompassing of the Midos Tovos. It has all of the Midos Tovos. V'hu alvush shel kol amidos. It's the garment of all of the Midos. And so what we see here, the Vilna Gaon, in two very, very important psukim in the Megillah, two yisodistika psukim, really defining the Megillah for us as Divrei Shalom, defining the role of Mordechai. Yes, Dover Shalom. We would Doresh Tov. We would talk about him as an Askan. Mordechai was an Askan. He was involved in the government. He gave his whole life for the Jewish people. But then the Dover Shalom. For Dover Shalom, what's Dover Shalom? The Vilna Gaon says that's Midas Tovos, that he spoke of peace. And he lived a life, he had the levush of all of the Midos Tovos. Zakt Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, Zechitzav Kaddish of Racha. Rabbi Yerucham says, you know why the Megillah tells us all of the intricacies and the details of everything that Haman and Achashverosh do? Because the Megillah is a study in contrast of character. Because when we learn all the details of Achashverosh and Haman, he says, you see all of the Midos Ra'os. You see everything wrong with politics, everything wrong with power in Achashverosh and in Haman. Right, Mamish, the psychologist can have a field day. The psychologist should write a perish on Megillah Esther based on this Rabbi Yerucham. But when we read about Mordechai, Mordechai is v'nahafachu, just the opposite. We read about Mordechai because when we learn about Mordechai, we're learning about all the Midos Tovos. And Zakt Rabbi Yerucham says that Yisod Hakol HaMitzvos Hu Midos Tovos, the Yisod of everything, is having Midos Tovos. We know if a person doesn't have Midos Tovos, there are Kama V'Kama Mamari Chazal, many statements from the greatest of Tzadikim, the Reb Chaim Vital, that if a person doesn't have the Yisod of Midos Tovos, if you don't have the foundation of character, of good midos, of good attributes, so then the whole mivneh, the whole structure that you're building, the whole edifice is going to come crumbling down. The whole thing is built on a very shaky foundation, and it's not going to survive. And so Zakt Rabbi Yerucham says, the essence of Purim is that it's a day of Tikkun HaMidos. That's really what Purim's about. Megillah is a Musar Sefer for how we should live our lives, how we should chase, be Dover Shalom, and we should be individuals that really are working on ourselves. And he says, interestingly enough, isn't it, that when we talk about Purim, there's something very unique about the mitzvahs of Purim. What's unique about the mitzvahs of Purim? There is no other yomtiv that has Mishloach Manos. No other yomtiv that has a chi of Matanos Levionim. We know the what we do before Purim that the Shulchan Aruch brings down of Kimcha de Pischa, right? Flour for Pesach to help Aniyim with their cost for Pesach. That's Yerushalmi. That's a minig. That's not a formal gezerah. But this is a gezeras chazal. It's one of the arba mitzvahs hayom, one of the four mitzvahs of the day, of matanos levyonim, of mishloach manos ish l'reyehu. There's no other yontif that has this. Why? Because elamai, but what do we see? We see that the message of Purim is the primacy of our midos. The message of Purim is that before we start building up this massive edifice, we have to make sure that the ground is rock solid. We have to make sure that our midos tovos are there. And this is why. Why is that so important? Why dafka Purim? Because we know famously that Purim, the Gemara and Shabbos mentions, we've discussed this in the Shir and Matzah Shabbos and other times, the Gemara and Shabbos tells us that what is the essence of Purim? Purim is a new Kabbalah Satorah. This is why the Tikkuni Zohar says it's called Purim. Why is a holiday called Purim? Al Shem HaPur? Because of the randomness of the lots that Haman made? Again, it doesn't make any sense. There's so many things. But the Tikkuni Zohar says, no, the name Purim essentially comes from Yom Kippur. that the name is Dafka chosen. Yeah, that has an allusion in the Megillah. The Megillah says, but why was this a name chosen? Because Chazal wanted to connect this day to Yom Kippur. And we know the Ariyah Kaddish famously says as well that Yom Kippur is in fact greater. Excuse me, Purim is in fact greater than Yom Kippur. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tzadi brings down a Tshuvas HaRadbaz, I saw this in Yeruchim Olshin, the Rosh Hashiva from BMG, in his Yerech L'Moadim, Rabbi Yeruchim Olshin brings down this Mishnah Berurah Siman Tzadi, where he says that the Shud HaRadbaz, it's a famous question, and it's a fascinating question, Al Pi Halach, Al Pi Machshava, let's say a person is in jail. We know Nebuch, you know, the non-Jewish authorities very often would look for any excuse to pick up a Jew, throw them in jail. Again, we're not talking about nowadays. That's another halachic topic. We're not going there tonight. But let's say the non-Jewish authorities tell a person, you can pick any day to come out of jail. We're going to give you one day to come out of jail. So the person asks the rabbis, what day should I choose? Should I choose, you know, Rosh Hashanah, Tir the Shofar? What day should I choose? Pesach. The rabbis says, choose that day. Choose the very next day. He says, don't wait for Yom Kippur or Purim. That's what he says. That's what the Rabbah says in his answer. He says, don't wait for Yom Kippur or Purim. What does that mean? He says, don't wait for Yom Kippur or Purim to daven with a tzibur. Take the very day that you have. Go daven with a tzibur that day. Put on your tefillin that day. So it's interesting that the Rabbaz, in his tshuva, in his answer, he himself lumps together the chashivas of davening on Yom Kippur with Purim. And in fact, we know the famous Chidushi Arim and many other tzaddikim, Reb Tzadka Kohen, so many tzaddikim point out that it's Rava de Ravin. We know the highest time of the week is, of course, Shalosh Shudas. After a person has experienced Shabbos for 25 hours, 24 hours, 23 hours, whatever it is, whenever you have your Shalosh Shudas, you've already been immersed in Shabbos for so long. So that is the highest time of Shabbos, Rava de Ravin, the will of wills. When Shabbos is able to help us cut through everything to get to the core, the Chidush Yerim says, all of Purim is Bechinas Rava de Ravin. The whole Purim is the will of wills. And that's why it's an incredible time for Tefillah Purim. And my daughter asked me, she's in Yerushalayim this year, in the seminary, Baruch Hashem, and she said, with a three-day Purim, when's the main day to daven on Purim? And the answer is, all 3 days. Rabbi Shemaya Morgenstern, Shlita, the great tzaddik and mekubal in Yerushalayim, he points out that all 3 days, the gates are wide open. Rabbi Pinchas Friedman, Shlita, Rosh Kol from Bells, he also points out that all 3 days, tremendous, tremendous opportunity of prayer. Mamish, greater in many ways than Yom Kippur. Why is that? Because we know that what's the commonality between Yom Kippur and Purim? Both of them were days of Kabbalah HaTorah. Both of them were days of Kabbalah HaTorah. We often associate Shavuos as a day of Kabbalah HaTorah, but we know the real Kabbalah HaTorah was not Shavuos. Why? Moshe broke the Luchos. The relationship was not solidified, was not concretized on Shavuos. Yeah, they said Nasib and Ishma, but Moshe came down, broke the Luchos. The famous Medrash in Veschanan says that's like, you know, the Shliach LeKiddushin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chassan, sent a Shliach to put the ring on Klal Yisrael's finger. That was the Luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu, what was going on? He threw away the ring. He broke the ring. He said, I can't give them the ring now. They'd be Chayiv Misa for cheating on the Eibishter. So we know Shavuos didn't last. But what was Kabbalah HaTorah? Kabbalah HaTorah was, of course, that was Yom Kippur, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the Luchos Shnios. But we know the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Peches, that Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, Kimu mashikiblu kvar. That the Gemara points out that, you know, there was a certain element of kfiya, of coercion, when it came to Kabbalah HaTorah, right? God held the mountain over their head. Remember, Kafaleim Har Kegigis? He held the mountain over their head like a cask of wine and said, if you accept the Torah, good. If not, Shom take vurascham. You're going to be buried where you are. So like, okay, we'll take it, right? Oh, okay. So that's kfiya. In fact, one of the Amaron points out that a Jew, when he gets to Dinin Shamayim, you could say, I'm not chayiv for any of the mitzvahs that I violated, I mean, any of the averus that I did, because it was coercion. Onus rachmana patre. In a case of coercion, you're exempt. So Zok, the Gemara, no, kimu v'kiblu ha'idim, kimu mashakiblu kvar. There was a new Kabbalah HaTorah when it came to Purim, but what was the difference between the Kabbalah HaTorahs? Zok, Rabbi Yeruchim Olshin. The difference is, from Rabbi Aaron Cutler Zatzal, the Rosh Shiva of BMG, the early Rosh Shiva of BMG, Rabbi Aaron Zatzal, and Mishnah Sura B'Aaron, he points out, what was the difference between the two Kabbalah HaTorahs? The Kabbalah HaTorah of Yom Kippur was ba'onis. It was against their will. It was b'yira. It was with fear. The Kabbalah's Torah of Purim was ba'ahava, was with love. And Rashi says, ba'avas hanes, the love that was engendered through the miracle, Hashem saved them. There was a hakara, there was a recognition of Klal Yisrael despite the concealment, that Torah is the only way to live. And there was such a simcha of the Kabbalah's Torah. So we know the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, the Rambam writes that Ahava is a much higher level than Yira. Ahava is a much higher level than Yira, the famous Ramban. It's expressed in a halachic sense, Aseh Docha Lo Saseh, that a positive mitzvah pushes off a negative mitzvah, an Aveira. Why? Because Ramban says the Koach of Ahava, the Koach of Chesed, is greater than the Koach of Yira. It's greater than the Koach of Gevura. And therefore, the Kabbalah's HaTorah of Purim is on a higher level than the Kabbalah's HaTorah of Yom Kippur. And this is really the tikkun of it. And so therefore, Zakt Reb Yeruchim, when you're talking about the Megillah, you know why the Megillah is a Musar Sefer teaching us all about Midos? Because Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. If Shavuos is a day of Kabbalah's HaTorah, if that's really what we're supposed to be doing on Shavuos, on Purim, accepting the Torah anew, right? This is what it is. And there's a famous medrash that when Mordechai was being led on the horse by Haman, by the king's horse, dressed in Levush HaMelech, what was Mordechai doing? He was saying Shema. He was being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. Ala Yaakov Avinu when he sees Yosef. Why Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim? Because that is when we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every day. Right? The Kabbalah's HaTorah. We don't accept the Torah every day. No, you know when we accept Torah every day? When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's why if you look in Parshas Veschanan, right after Moshe talks about the Luchos Shnios, right when he gives the narrative of what happened at Har Sinai and he gives over the Luchos the second time when he says Shomer Yom HaShabbos, right? So right after that in Veschanan, what do you find? You find Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim is a form of Kabbalah's HaTorah. And this is why the simcha that we're supposed to have on Purim, the midos tovus that we're supposed to have on Purim, it all comes from a place of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah's HaTorah. And in fact, many tzaddikim say, we know the Gemara in Brachos tells us, Yesh dvar ha'omdim berumo shel olam ubnei adam mezalzalim bo. There are things that stand in the height of the universe, nebuch, and people disgrace it. Rashi says it's talking about tefillah. That tefillah is such an amazing, amazing koach. And yet people, nebuch, they disgrace tefillah. They don't take tefillah seriously. They squander the incredible potential that it has. And many tzaddikim say, Rabbi Yochum Olshin, he writes, that he thinks the same thing can be applied to Purim. Purim has unbelievable auras. It has unbelievable potential, right? What Purim could be in terms of Kabbalah's HaTorah, in terms of Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, in terms of Kabbalah's HaMitzvos, but it has to come from a place of ahava. That's why there's incredible simcha in Purim. Because what we're doing is we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we love him, that we love his Torah. As David HaMelech says, Pekudi Hashem Yisharim, Misamchei Lev, some tzaddikim say that's the source of the simcha in Purim. Not because of the Yeshua Hashem, not because of the salvation that happened thousands of years ago, what's that Shaykh has taught us. But by Yom Meim Bazman HaZeh, the Ramchal talks about this in Derech Hashem. The Ramchal says that the primary avod of Purim is Kabbalah's HaTorah. That's what it is again. And so this is something, as we're standing here on the night of Tanis Esther, making our achanas for Purim. So this is something that we have to try to be working on over the next 24 hours. This is why the Chassam Sofer, by the way, says that someone that learns Torah bein Mikra Megillah la Mikra Megillah is guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. That's why in non-COVID years in our shul, we would have Yeshivas Mordechai Tzadik. We would try and get together in the Beis Medrash and learn some Torah. Because Chassam Sofer says that when someone learns Torah, because what do you do when you read the Megillah? There's incredible chavivus, there's an incredible love that's engendered to connect to Hashem. So we can't lose ourselves in all of the, unfortunately, hefkeris and holulus that is taken over on Purim. And again, it's a yesod gadol in all of life, that the things that are the holiest, the things that have the most potential, are the things that are abused to the greatest degree. Whether we're talking about tefillah, whether we're talking about lashon hara, whether we're talking about love, there's so many things that mamish they're the dvarim ha'omdim berumo shel olam, but because they stand in the height of the universe, that's why people are mezalzel bo, because the yetzer hara works overtime, and this is what we have to try and do when we come to Purim this year. We have to try to be mekabel Torah b'simcha b'ahava, that we should have a Kabbalah Satorah, but as Ruchim Levavitz itself says, it has to be predicated upon listening to the message of the Megillah as a Musar Sefer. Listen to the Mesiras Nefesh of Mordechai VeEsther. Listen to the Midas Tovos of Mordechai VeEsther. Look at Zel Umazel. Look at the Midas Ra'os, the Midas Giruos of a Haman and of an Achashverosh, of how power can corrupt and how the drive for Kavod makes a person crazy. You know, think about Haman, that one of the most important Yesodas. I think when we talk about Haman, we spoke about this in a different shir that we gave this week in the Smichas Chaver program, in the introduction to Smichas Chaver, that when you think about Haman, there's a very important Musar to take from Haman, right? What's the Musar from Haman? So we know that the Gemara Megillah asks, Haman min haTorah minayin. Where do we know Haman from? Where is Haman from in the Torah? Where is the allusion to Haman, right? So you know where the allusion to Haman is? After Adam and Chava eat from the Eitz Hadas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronts him, Hashem says to Haman, Hamin ha'etz, Asher tzivisicha, was it from the tree that I commanded you not to eat it, that you ate it? How could that be? And in Shul, 2 weeks ago, we spoke about the more Kabbalistic approach, about the knowledge of good and bad, and recognizing that only Hashem is the one that determines good and bad. And that's why when we read the Purim story, you know, the Avodah of Emunah, the Avodah of Emunah is called Avod Rachman al Tavavid, that ultimately anything that happens from the Eibishter is all good, and Gamzu Latova, right? So that's one level of Haman, meaning Hamin Ha'etz, because Adam and Chava, they wanted to eat from the tree, so they should be able to know what good and evil is. They should be the ones to determine. So there's a certain concept of bitul hadas when we come to Purim, and that's the idea of drinking, that we show we don't know. We don't know anything. We can't distinguish between Haman. Whatever, you know, however the Eibishter brings it about, that's good. But there's also another pshat, Hamin ha'etz, right? Think about Haman. Why is that the allusion to Haman? Think about Haman. He had everything. He had power. He was prime minister. He had kavod. Everyone in the world was bowing to him. He had a wonderful family. He was incredibly, incredibly wealthy. There was one thing the Megillah says that Haman doesn't have. What's the one thing he doesn't have? He doesn't have Mordechai bowing to him. Right? It's the one thing Haman doesn't have. And what happens because of that one thing? Haman goes crazy. Haman goes crazy. He gives up everything. Because of that one thing, he wants to wipe out all the Jews. Mamish, sin in the Kalkelis is Ashura. Where the hate makes a person go crazy. But where is it? Because he wasn't Sameach Bechelko. He had so much Haman. This one Yidolah is not bowing to you. You go crazy from that. Zoktabale Musar, Haman minator minayin. Where is Haman in the Torah? Look at the very first sin. Adam and Chav have everything in the world. They have everything in the world. There's one thing Hashem says is not for you. There's one thing, the Eitz Hadas Tovra. That's the one thing in the whole world. It's not for you. Hashem says, everything else, go, enjoy. Take the whole world, Kibshua. It's yours, it's yours. But there's one thing you can't have. And what do? Of course, they go for that one thing. A lack in being Sameach Bechelko. And when we talk about, you know, an Nisayon of our day and age, an Nisayon of the Gashmias that we have, an Nisayon of, you know, looking around in a world and just having these incredible appetites, you know, there's something very, very unhealthy about that. There's something very unhealthy. One of the lessons, just from a Musar perspective, is Bisamech Bechelkecha. Again, look at the Mordechai versus the Haman. And in that way, when we prepare by working on our midas, by davening to the Ribbono Shel'Olam to help us come to Avas Hashem, to help us come to tikkun amidos, to see the good in every person to be done, is kala adam l'kaf sechus. Through this, then we'll be able to be makabel Torah b'ahava. Because as Rabbi Aaron Cutler said, that when the Torah was forced upon us, what did that mean? It meant there was at that core, there was a hisnagdus. There was an opposition to the Torah. We had to be forced to take the Torah because we didn't want the Torah. There was a resentment against the Torah. That's a Kabbalah Satorah, right? What do we do on the Kabbalah Satorah of Yom Kippur? We fast. We don't celebrate. Yeah, granted, Lo Yom Tovim LiYisrael, there are no greater days, of course, because that showed Hashem forgave us. An unbelievable simcha of Mechilas Avonos that Hashem wipes everything away. Awesome. But the day is celebrated, not besimcha. The day is celebrated b'ira. Right? That's what Yom Kippur is. But when we come to a Purim, it's Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. It's out of an appreciation of Moshe Emes et Haraso Emes, of recognizing that Torah is the ultimate guide for a person to live a happy and fulfilled life. And when we have that, that's when we can have Simcha. That's when we come to the greatest, greatest simcha. And that's my bracha to each and every one of us. We should be zocha this year we should be zocha to celebrate Purim in Yerushalayim. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have the 3 days of Purim together. But if not, chas v'shalom, we should daven on this Purim. We should be besimcha on this Purim. We should be mekabel Torah on this Purim. Mitoch tikun hamidos. That be'ezus Hashem, we'll see the fulfillment of the Medrash. How all of the Yom Tovim will pale in comparison at the end of days to Purim. Good night, everyone. Have a Freilich and Purim and a meaningful Tanis Esther.